vehicle stuff. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
General States pricing. Sales prices do not include applicable state, local taxes, or recycling fees. Offer expires 3/31/17.
I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. It's a great time to buy a home. Whether you're a first-time home buyer or an experienced one, Quicken Loans has options that may help you get pre-approved for a mortgage with as little as 1% down. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.375%, APR 4.6%. Call 800-QUICKEN today or go to quickenloans.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org, number 33.
I'm Mark Iszczuk with NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network. Ben Roethlisberger spoke on his future Friday as the man under center for the Steelers. Big Ben telling the Observer reporter that he is leaning toward playing in 2017. Roethlisberger is entering the third year of a five-year, $99 million deal that will pay him $12 million in 2017. Roethlisberger has made the Pro Bowl each of the last three seasons. Cincinnati is adding more talent to its linebacking core. The Bengals signing linebacker Kevin Minner to a one-year deal. This according to NFL Network insider Ian Rappaport. Minner spent the last four seasons with Arizona. And 49ers legendary receiver Dwight Clark announced Sunday he has been diagnosed with ALS. The former Niners receiver is most famous for his iconic game-winning touchdown dubbed The Catch. Clark said his diagnosis came after visits with six neurologists and three ALS specialists. This has been NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network.
Advance Auto Parts has better parts and better service.
We interrupt this Advance Auto Parts commercial with big news. Now, during the Advance Tax Madness Savings event, you can save 15% when you spend $50 or more, and 25% when you spend over $150. Just text the word SAVE to 36898 for your coupon. Good in-store or online. Offer ends March 26th. Now, back to our original commercial.
Only at Advance Auto Parts and select CarQuest locations. Let's get you back on the road.
At Mattress Firm, we admit we have lots of sales, but this is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity so big, even we're impressed. Save up to 70% off famous name brands. Plus, take up to $2,000 off floor models from Sealy, Tempur-Pedic, and others. Everything must go to make room for the next generation of sleep products. So don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to sleep and save like never before. Only at Mattress Firm. For offer details, visit mattressfirm.com/circulars. Product offer and prices may vary in Hawaii.
Down by two with 3 seconds left. The ball is inbounded. They launch a three. You hold your breath, and then you go crazy when the shot drops. Ball game. These are the moments when sports do more than just entertain us. They fuel our emotions. And to help get you there, Marathon Gasoline with STP additives are now certified top tier for even greater cleaning power on game day and every day. Marathon is fueling the American spirit.
First time skydiving?
Sure is.
Okay, you just open the door like this and you jump.
Hey, wait. Should we be like in tandem?
Tandem? That's a great idea.
Are you a certified instructor?
No, but I love parachutes and I love people. Here we go.
You wouldn't take chances with an uncertified skydiving instructor. Don't do it with your finances. Find a certified financial planner professional today at letsmakeaplan.org. CFP. Work with the highest standard.
Howdy, folks. KFC's Colonel Sanders here. You have someone in your life you want to get KFC's new $10 chicken share with? It could be a friend, more than a friend, or even a spouse. It's okay. Be brave. Go ahead and say, I want to get a $10 chicken share from KFC and share chicken with you. It's who you are. Don't be ashamed. Just head to a KFC and share 9 extra crispy tenders, 6 pieces of original recipe, a lot of popcorn nuggets, or 12 hot wings. And don't be afraid to be who you are. KFC, it's finger-licking good. Limited time offer. Participating KFCs. Prices may vary. Tax and substitutions extra. Hot wings not available at all locations.
It was always easy spotting a young Todd Brommelkamp and Tyler Ryder on the playground. They were the ones being chased by all the girls.
Ew, you have cooties.
The APC on KGYM.
As we're officially into hour number two, 20th day of March in the afternoon, Players Club taking you to semifinal action, the World Baseball Classic tonight. The Kingdom of the Netherlands taking on undefeated Puerto Rico with a date as Chavez Ravine in the finals tomorrow night, second half of that semifinal, as the Americans making their first, appearance in the final stage of the tournament. They're going to be going up against two-time champion Japan. So the Japanese, the Americans, the Dutch, and the Puerto Ricans are going to be finding out, or at least squaring off, to see who will be taking home the title of 2017 World Baseball Classic champions. As long as it's not Japan, I want to see a new winner. Tyler Ryder and Todd Brommelkamp on 1600 AM, 106.3 and 107.5 FM. The Japanese, of course, behind Daisuke Matsuzaka, won the first two in 2000 and, help me here, 9
2006, and 2006, I thought, was the first one.
Well, 17, 13, 9, and 5.
Okay.
I'm just doing the 4 years.
I'm going off the graphic that they had on the MLB Network the other night.
They're probably better than I did. Okay.
You know what they call baseball at the highest level in the Netherlands, right?
The kingdom? That'd be awesome if they did.
No. Honkball.
Honkball.
H-O-N-K-B-A-L.
Honkball.
It's the official term for baseball in Papua, I can't remember the language that they speak. They speak three or four languages there. Heinle Stacia, who's going to be the hitting coach at Wisconsin this year in the Midwest League, a former Cedar Rapids Colonel from my time working there, and I got to know him fairly well, and he played for the Netherlands in the most recent World Baseball Classic 4 years ago. But so I follow the Netherlands, at least from a distance. Very emerging baseball culture down there. Of course, Andrew Jones and lots of players starting to matriculate their way to the major leagues. So,
yes or no, are the favorites going to do this? Tonight, Puerto Rico. Tomorrow night, Japan.
I think that the United States will be playing Puerto Rico for the title. Just a hunch there. And Jim Leland and his pregame cigarette ritual, and it's great to have him back in the dugout. He looks fantastic.
It's okay if you didn't, but did you see the Adam Jones catch live?
I did. He robbed his robbed his Baltimore teammate of a home run.
It was even cooler, Machado tipping his helmet rounding first.
And we've got that coming up for you tonight. Let's call it what it is, a palate cleanser, if you will, after more basketball than you could probably know what to do with this past weekend. But Westwood One always does a fantastic job. And going back, was it Notre Dame? Was that the first game? What was the very first game that we started
Notre
with?
Notre Dame escaped Notre
Dame Princeton. On Thursday when we watched that at the coach's corner.
And I should have known right then and there Notre Dame as a Final Four pick was absolutely a poor decision. I should have just chucked my bracket. But I got an opportunity to brag about a 16-0 opening day, and then I let my bracket go all to hell.
Yeah, I don't understand why people get so excited about their brackets on day one, because everything
because people
always
call you out and say you can't do it twice.
Everything. Well, if you hadn't bragged about it so much last year, you wouldn't have people calling you out.
Ladies and gentlemen, prepare right? for my perfect opening day next year, and I will pull it off three consecutive years. By the way, if you missed the announcement at the top of the program, out of the 568 listeners, Todd, that we had sign up inside the ESPN KGYM Bracket Challenge being brought to you by Iamon Communications, right now, the break between first and second weekend, 9 different listeners, Todd, are tied for first place. If they can keep it up, one of those nine are going to be going home winners of $500 in cash.
It's actually just nine people, and some guy named Chris or Craig put in about 497 separate entries, but we ask that you read the rules. It specifically says one. What was his name? I already forgot it.
I'm pretty sure it was Craig.
He wasn't even trying to hide it. It was pretty obvious. And
Craig
they were
one, Craig
coming
two, Craig
in,
three, Craig
coming
four.
In one right after the other. At least space it out. At least create an email address.
I'm waiting for that sit down with Craig where he's just like, why didn't I win? And we get to print off a hot, fresh, pressed rule sheet and sit it right in front of him. But best
Mike,
of luck to everybody. KGYM Radio, of course, is going to be having each of those contests moving forward through the national championship game on Monday.
Mike in Marengo, thanks for the Notre Dame advice. That was a nice bust for my Final Four. Look, he is responsible for his bracket. You should be responsible for your bracket.
Now, time out.
If you're taking advice from either one of us on how to fill out a bracket.
What advice did I give you on Notre Dame? I just simply said that I was taking Notre Dame to win the final, go to the Final Four.
You did talk them up quite a bit.
No, I didn't. I just said I had Notre Dame going to the Final Four.
Text line, isn't that talking them up?
No, I just said I wanted to think outside of the box because everybody else had Gonzaga. The exact same reason why I took Oklahoma State knowing everybody was going to take Michigan. That ended up blowing up in my face.
It also blew worse up in Oklahoma State's face, too, because Brad Underwood wound up leaving for the Illinois job shortly after that loss was over.
I'm pretty sure the only two things that I really hyped up both came to fruition. I have never in my life seen more people jump on Florida Gulf Coast because of what they did with Andy Enfield years ago against Georgetown. And I said on this airwaves, 100% it's not going to happen. If you want a guaranteed lock, take Florida State over Florida Gulf Coast. And everybody said, well, it's a 314. Who would do that? And there were still people out there. I believe we had 20-some-odd brackets still perfect that evening. And then the Florida Gulf Coast game goes final, and it drops to like 13. And the other game, and I assured everybody that an 11 seed.
Yeah, but Florida
Xavier,
Gulf Coast got the cover, and that's really what's important.
Okay, well, if you're a degenerate, then yeah, go ahead and jump on that. And I let everybody know about the 11 seed in Xavier. I told everybody, look, there are a lot of people out there who probably have Maryland going to the Sweet 16. Love them in a matchup against Florida State. And then Xavier, they come back after trailing going into the locker room, and they have a huge second half. I hate playing this whole back and forth who said what said. I'm glad Middle Tennessee State ended up coming through for a lot of people, that 12-5 matchup. But besides that, there were a lot, and I do mean a lot, of big moments throughout the first Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Todd, of the NCAA tournament. And one of which, I don't know if anybody's really stunned anymore, but after winning 4 games in 4 days in Washington, D.C., the Michigan Wolverines, they find a way to survive against Oklahoma State, questionable flagrant one, or without the questionable flagrant one. They continue to dance, and then they go into a contest against Louisville, and, well, Michigan, they're one of 3 teams in the Big Ten still sticking around.
6.5 seconds to go. Louisville out of timeout. To Mitchell, straight on three. Blocked by Wilson. Michigan comes out with a loose ball. Walton will dribble out the clock, and that's it. Michigan moves on to the Sweet 16.
Chris Carino, Westwood One Sports. Michigan upsets Rick Pitino's Louisville Cardinals. And now the Wolverines, they have a date where they're going to be going toe-to-toe with a matchup where a lot of people, if you ask them if they had Michigan going into the second weekend, there were a lot of people that would probably turn their nose up or say, hey, I need a sleeper. I need a Cinderella. Well, we'll see how they match up. Guard play versus guard play as they have a showdown with Dylan Brooks now and the Oregon Ducks in Sweet 16 weekend.
Look, that Michigan is a team that was going to go one of two ways. And I think either way you look at it, and I think I took Michigan to win the opening game. I can't quite remember. But Michigan was either going to be emotionally drained after that run in Washington, D.C., or they were going to continue to play lights-out basketball because, again, there is nothing like some sort of near-death experience to pull a team together and make them play as a cohesive unit. This is a team, 6 weeks ago, people were talking about John Beilein being on the hot seat. And now he's once again being talked about as, well, John Beilein's one of the best coaches in the country, which, by the way, I firmly believe that is the case. I have always been a big John Beilein fan ever since I literally ran into the man and almost knocked him over as we turned a corner, a blind corner in Kansas City and ran into one another many, many years ago. Michigan playing very, very well, and I think that Oregon game should be fantastic. As a matter of fact, the odds makers in Las Vegas didn't really know what to do with it because it opened as a pick'em. I think Oregon is favored now. But up and down the line here, you've got UCLA and Kentucky. You've got Gonzaga and West Virginia, which I think a lot of people are going to be looking at Bob Huggins and the Mountaineers to possibly pull off the upset there of another number one seed. Even Baylor and South Carolina. I mean, raise your hand if you had Baylor and South Carolina meeting in the Sweet 16. No, I'm not buying that for a second. Wisconsin and Florida, the other half of that East region bracket.
Before we get too far removed, though, from John Beilein's team, 10 of 12, Todd, as of February the 8th. Can we just say that, because there are a lot of people said, look, it took them winning 4 times in Washington, D.C. to get into the NCAA tournament, and that's when the whole Cinderella talk began. Can we not just say they made more of the second half of the Big Ten season than they did the first half? I understand that it took them winning in D.C. 4 times for people to start recognizing and saying, hey, this is now a Michigan team who's turning things around. But I wouldn't automatically continue to label them as the Cinderella, as a lot of people are doing right now. And I think perhaps maybe they're starting to that at least title is fading away because of what South Carolina did against Duke. But if you're right now a Big Ten fan and you've seen the way Michigan has played now over the better part of 6 weeks, as you pointed out, would it shock you to see this team make it to the Final Four? I just want to ask you right now, the hypothetical, we talk this time next week, would it shock you to see them beat Oregon and then face off against the winner against Kansas, Purdue, and find a way to pull that game out?
No, it wouldn't. I think the odds are very long that that actually happens, but the way that they're playing, no, I'm agreeing with you. The way that they're playing right now is, it really speaks to them playing together as a team. Now, again, when you look at resumes going into the tournament, one of the things that I think you probably should have taken into account with Michigan is the fact that they're an experienced team, they have a terrific head coach, and then they also had the benefit of ending the season playing extremely well. Now, the team that they went up against in the first round, Oklahoma State, they did virtually the same thing. They started off the Big 12, 0-6, and then finished with a flourish as well. And then Brad Underwood said, I need to get out of here, and I need to get out of here as quickly as possible, which to me is still one of the bigger stories of the opening weekend of the tournament. That's our poll question today at KGYMradio.com. If you're lucky enough to see it appear, courtesy of Emil's Hideaway on First Avenue Southeast behind Taco John's next to the Home Depot. But Michigan playing very well. I'll tell you the team that I wouldn't necessarily sleep on right now. I think Xavier has a good chance of beating Arizona, even though the Wildcats are a heavy 7.5-point favorite. I still like Gonzaga over West Virginia, although anytime you get Bob Huggins and that style of play, that frenetic all-over-the-place play, which is an interesting matchup with Gonzaga because of the way that Mark Few's roster is built. Baylor, people forget that Baylor, which came into this tournament as a 3 seed at one point in time, ever so briefly this year, was a number one team in the country. So I think you had to take that into account when looking at the bracket and filling it out. But if your bracket doesn't look like Swiss cheese right now, kudos to you, because there are some things here that I think, at least now in hindsight, were pretty hard to predict. And I'm just happy that I didn't throw UCLA overboard prior to the Sweet 16, but it's going to be interesting. The Kentucky game there continues to be talk around Steve Alford and UCLA maybe parting ways. Is that going to be a distraction for the Bruins? Fascinating stuff going on this time of year.
366-1600, the biggest takeaway from the opening weekend of the NCAA tournament, and then it takes us to Sunday. And it takes us to, I beg your pardon, it takes us to Saturday. And it takes us to a Northwestern team who was coming off their first NCAA tournament victory after what everybody is calling the bonehead of bonehead plays out of Vanderbilt on Thursday afternoon. Northwestern sees themselves down 22 points against one-seeded Gonzaga. And momentum was all in favor of Chris Collins' team. Until controversy struck, what looked like a likely goaltending turned into then a technical foul, which then led to Chris Collins taking the podium just minutes after the last a loss to Gonzaga. And before he was able to address the media, the NCAA was already issuing an apology courtesy of CBS Sports, the awkwardness that was Northwestern in their postgame interview.
Before we begin the Northwestern press conference, I have a statement about the flagrant foul, technical foul. And this statement will also be made available to the media.
What is it a statement about, sir?
It's about the technical foul.
Go ahead and read it, please.
Okay.
I'd like to know, just because I'd like some clarification.
With 4:57 remaining in this evening's second round game between Gonzaga and Northwestern, the officials missed a rules violation when a Gonzaga defender put his arm through the rim to block a shot. Rule 9, Section 15 of the NCAA Men's Basketball Rule Book covers basket interference and goaltending. Article 2.A.3 states that basket interference occurs when a player reaches through the basket from below and touches the ball before it enters the cylinder. Replay showed the Gonzaga defender violated this rule, which had resulted in a scored basket by Northwestern. Subsequently, with 4:54 remaining in the game and based on bench decorum rules outlined in the rulebook, a technical foul was assessed to Northwestern head coach Chris Collins for coming onto the floor to argue the non-call with the ball while the ball was in play.
Okay. Thank you.
The poor moderator there is in a no-win situation because he's got Collins sitting right next to him.
Yep.
And it's just a bad spot to be put in. Now, I will say this because I watched that game from start to finish. And Northwestern was a lot more competitive in that game than I thought they would be. Now, Gonzaga hadn't really faced off against a Power 5 school, I think, since November. So there are a lot of people that are waiting for the wheels to come off Mark Few's team in this particular tournament run. They missed the call, and you cannot do this on this stage and that call, which was so blatant. I mean, the hand was up through the net and the rim. But Collins absolutely cannot get a technical foul there. And I think you'd have a more seasoned coach, maybe a Krzyzewski or a Tom Izzo, I think would understand that. But you had Chris Collins who came out onto the court, expressed his frustration, and you cannot do that. I have no sympathy for Northwestern. The only thing I'm sorry about Northwestern is the fact that they showed Jim Phillips' kid so much.
Chris Collins on will his reaction that led to the technical foul stick with him moving forward?
Yeah, I guess. I mean, if I see a guy from another team put his hand through the rim and block a shot going through the basket, I'm gonna react to it. If the play isn't called, I mean, I'm a human being too. I think all of you guys would. A guy puts his hand right through the rim and blocks a shot. To me, that's a goaltend. So, of course, I mean, that cuts it to three. We're all emotional. We're coming back from 20 down. So, you know, they made the calls. It is what it is. They issued a statement. I appreciate the apology. It makes me feel great.
Dripping with sarcasm there. But again, the bottom line is a more seasoned coach understands the situation a little bit better and tries to at least keep his emotions in check. Because here's the thing. No matter what you say to the official, they're not stopping the play and reversing the call because they can't do that. So that particular moment in time is out there in the ether, and it's not coming back, and they're not going to go put those points on the board, so you just have to roll with the punches. And he didn't do that, and I'm not going to sit here and say that that cost them the game. They had opportunities before that.
Does Northwestern win this game if the call is made on the floor accurately? 366-1600. First hear from Chris Collins. Do the Cats find a way to overcome a 22-point deficit in the second half and knock off a number one seed Gonzaga? Here's the Northwestern head coach.
Chris, it's tough to know, but will you walk out of here tonight thinking that that technical changed the outcome of the game?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, the technical or the goaltend, I don't know. I mean, you guys saw it. I mean, it would have been a three-point game. You know, we had all the momentum. A guy puts his hand through the rim. It's a very easy call, in my opinion. But it's an honest mistake. You know, referees are human beings. They're here for a reason because they're outstanding officials. And they made the calls. We got to live with them. So do me and my heart think if Derek gets that call and we cut it to three, we have a great chance to win? Yes, I believe we have a great chance to win if the correct call was made.
36-57. Don't get down by 20 so you don't have to rely on others to determine the outcome.
Ding. I mean, look. Could it have changed? Would it have changed? No one knows the answer to that. Now, obviously, basketball can tend to be a game of momentum, and Northwestern had a ton of it on its side there. But I think Gonzaga, maybe as much as people are already writing them off against West Virginia, I think that may have been the moment that forced Gonzaga to sharpen its steel a little bit here. And I wouldn't necessarily be surprised to see them continuing to move on in this tournament. And I am not in any way, shape, or form saying that only because I have Gonzaga as my champion. And that is the only thing keeping me to clinging to the hope that I can hang on and win some money this year, which is, it's been a long time since I've done that. But very few people had Gonzaga winning. I think a lot of people felt that they were the weakest of the one seeds in this tournament, and credit Northwestern. First appearance in the NCAA tournament, they get past Vanderbilt, and they take a number one seed down to the wire. But they still lost. Time now for a Midwest One Bank Big Board update. Speaking of losing, unfortunately, Iowa's season came to an end yesterday after a 94-92 overtime loss to TCU in the NIT. Freshman Jordan Bohannon scored a career-high 25 points. He also had 13 assists as Iowa finished its season at 19-15. Peter Jock, taking the floor for the final time in Carver-Hawkeye Arena, had 22 points for the Hawkeyes. The Iowa women will host Colorado in the third round of the WNIT Thursday night at Carver-Hawkeye Arena. That contest has been set for a 7 o'clock tip-off. Iowa beat South Dakota 78-73 Saturday to move on in the tourney field. The Buffaloes will bring a 17-15 record with them to Iowa City. Iowa football coach Kirk Ferentz met the media this afternoon to get ready for spring football. Iowa's practices get underway on Wednesday. He announced LeVar Woods will be the team's new special teams coordinator. He also said Iowa doing away with the title of run game coordinator. And Illinois officially introduced Brad Underwood as its new basketball coach today. The former Oklahoma State coach set to make $2.75 million in year number one of a six-year deal. That leaves just the Indiana job open in the Big Ten, with many people speculating former Iowa coach Steve Alford is the likely number one choice, although Indiana has hired a search firm to assist it in filling that Tom Crean fired after doing a tremendous job.
Everything that came together with the Gonzaga-Northwestern game, whether it was the crowd shots, the blown goaltending call, or at least the resiliency of getting Northwestern back into that game down 22 points, was that your game of the week? Was that the moment where you looked at the NCAA tournament and you said, okay, this is it right here?
That was a good game. I'm trying to think of other ones that really, as far as games that I watched from start to finish.
The heavyweight bout, at least for me, was Purdue-Iowa State. Watching the Cyclones come back, watching it just seemed that Iowa State was going to overcome everything that Purdue laid on them thick in the first half. It seemed every bounce was going Purdue's way. Loose balls would roll to the feet at Boilermakers. They would pop up for three. They would drain it. But at the end of the night, it was Purdue knocking off Iowa State, ending their NCAA tournament run. This is what it sounded like, at least on Westwood One, with Brandon Gondin on the call from Milwaukee.
Iowa State inbounding, 7.7 left. They get it into Monte Morris. He's in the front court. Crossover dribble. Step back three, right wing, short. Ball hits the deck, and the horn sounds. That's it. Purdue wins a thriller over Iowa State, 80-76, and the Boilermakers are off to their first Sweet 16 since 2010, and their ninth overall. What a game.
I thought to myself, going into this NCAA tournament, Iowa State, it made too much sense for Iowa State and Kansas to meet in Kansas City, just weeks removed where we thought we were going to see that, and then TCU threw a wrench into the works. I just thought, okay, seniors, the incredible run they went on, winning the Big 12 championship. I mean, weeks ago we were talking about magic numbers just to get Iowa State into the tournament, 7 seed, 6 seed, and then they make their way up to a 5 seed. They take care of business against Nevada. They answer punch for punch. They come back from a deficit against Purdue. They take the lead. There's 4 or 5 minutes to play in the game, and I thought Iowa State's going to find a way to win this. These are games that Iowa State's going to find a way to win. And then Kansas is waiting for them, and you just sit there and go, okay, this is not how this is supposed to end. I mean, say what you will, and I want to hear from Iowa State fans that were in Milwaukee. Was it Hilton North on Saturday, 366-1600? I just thought that if there was any games I could look at, and if I was going to be on this program bragging about my bracket, the one thing I wish I could have at least puffed my chest out, even if everybody else had it, was saying, Iowa State, Kansas, that's what we need to see. I would have rather watched Iowa State, Kansas than everybody right now trying to set their DVRs and trying to clear plans to make sure they're in front of a television for Kentucky, UCLA.
Do we, Alex Kuhn, do we have a location for Mac McCausland? Do we know whether Mac will be with us at the bottom of the hour or Mac will be joining us at 6 o'clock tonight? We have not heard from Mac yet. Okay. Mac is supposed to normally be with us at 5:30 on Monday. he is landing in Des Moines, landed in Des Moines, supposed to anyway. I don't have flight aware in front of me, about 20 minutes ago. So if we get Mac, we'll have him at the bottom of the hour. If not, we may have to push him to hour number three, which I assume everybody would be fine with as long as we hear from him.
1600 AM, the historic main gym. 106.3 FM, the South Gym, Iowa City, including 107.5 FM, the North Gym. You're going to hear from Kirk Ferentz as he met with the media with the opening of spring practice starting on Wednesday. Mac McCausland going to join the program before 7 o'clock tonight. And also, when it comes to the openings in the Big Ten, Brad Underwood to Illinois, Tony Bennett was prepared to be named the fourth highest paid coach in the NCAA. Bennett and his Cavaliers that pride themselves on showing up and playing defense get knocked around by the Gators. What does it mean for the opening at Indiana? We'll talk about that and more before 7 o'clock. Bottom of the hour, Sports Center being brought to you by Network Computer Solutions. Voted Best IT Support Company in the Corridor Business Journal. They're the missing piece to your IT puzzle.
Hi, I'm Amelia, and at my age of 14, I just don't want to be tied down with any long-term commitments. If computers at your business break, call Network Computer Solutions, and they'll fix the problem quickly and just charge you for the work they do. No contracts are needed that tie you down. You've got plenty of time to worry about commitments later. We have our whole lives ahead of us.
Call NCS at 247-7223. 247-7223. Network Computer Solutions. They're the missing piece to your IT puzzle.
Business. Get all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone with our iPhone and Android apps. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm Christine Lisi. This just in, Celtics All-Star point guard Isaiah Thomas back in the starting lineup tonight against the Wizards. He missed the last two games with a bone bruise in his right knee. Warriors coach Steve Kerr and guard Steph Curry disputing an ESPN report that Golden State was upset over how Kevin Durant was treated leading up to his first game back in OKC on February 11th. Sources told ESPN's Chris Haynes the Warriors were of the mindset someone from Thunder ownership or management should have addressed the media on behalf of Durant to help ease the tension upon his return. Coverage of OKC and Golden State, top of the hour on ESPN Radio. NFL, Giants signed former Jets quarterback Geno Smith. 1 year, $2 million deal, reports the NFL Network. Smith will likely be brought in as training camp competition. The NFL's competition committee will recommend to owners that they begin hiring full-time officials in time for the 2017 season, reports ESPN's Kevin Seifert. Baseball, Tigers outfielder J.D. Martinez will have a CT scan on his injured foot Friday. The team then should have a definitive timetable on how long he'll be out.
Cabbage, who created a simple way for businesses to get flexible access to up to $100,000. Visit cabbage.com/ESPN and you'll get a $100 Visa gift card when you qualify. That's KABBAGE.com.
In your business, you trust people who time and time again get the job done. At Indeed.com, we deliver five times more hires than any other job site, according to independent research. That's why over 3 million businesses use Indeed when they're hiring. Because getting the job done matters. Right now, we're giving new users a $50 credit to post a sponsored job on the world's number one job site. Claim your $50 credit at Indeed.com/credit. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
Burger King presents Breakfast Stories. Here's Pete, Tony, and the 2 for $4 croissant sandwich deal.
The other day, Pete and I go to Burger King for my croissant sandwich. You know, they're just 2 for $4.
Oh, it's my favorite. I'm like, what?
Yeah, so I got 2 croissant sandwich, and I give one to this guy.
I'm like, who are you?
I'm the guy that just paid for your breakfast.
That's my favorite guy.
You guys, the croissant sandwich deal is 2 for $4. Now made with 100% butter for a soft and flaky croissant. Get 2 croissant sandwiches now for $4 only at Burger King. Price and participation vary.
Get a large two-topping Pizza Hut pizza for just $7.99 when you order online. The only $7.99 deal you can have delivered. It's hands down, feet up, stay in and chill out, the best pizza delivery deal. And to get it, just head to pizzahut.com. It's a full-on, shoes-off, easy-breezy, hard-to-beat win for your wallet. $7.99 large two-topping pizzas. Because no one out-pizzas the Hut. Ask or click for this limited-time offer. Additional charge for extra cheese, stuffed crust, and additional toppings. Product availability, prices, participation, delivery areas and charges, and minimum purchase required for delivery may vary. Delivery charge is not a driver tip.
Geico presents a voicemail from your friend, Tree.
Tree here, just calling to say thanks for letting me crash at your place the other night. Well, on your place. It was a rough night. I had a bit too much wind, and I think I might have broke your chimney, actually. So, yeah. Any chance you'd want to drop off my tire swing? Yeah, I mean, if not, that's cool. Okay, later.
Trees won't pay for tree damage. Luckily, one call to the Geico Insurance Agency makes it easy to switch and save on homeowners insurance.
A piece of cake, a Sunday morning, ABC. Those are easy. So is earning a power rate and ATM refunds with power checking at Midwest One Bank. 9 out of 10 new users of power checking say they recommend it because it's easy to qualify and easy to use. Don't settle for free checking when you can earn the power rate with power checking at Midwest One. Open your account at MidwestOne.com today. Qualifications apply. Maximum $15 in ATM fee refunds per qualification cycle. Member FDIC.
Fixing your pavement can be more affordable than you think. Spring into action and stop dodging those cracks and potholes. Call Pate Asphalt. They can handle commercial parking lots, roadways, and your very own driveway. Serving the area for over 30 years, Pate Asphalt has decades of experience. Make your parking lot, roadway, and driveway look great. Pave it to last with Pate Asphalt. See them at PateAsphalt.com.
He's pretty good at getting into trouble, and even better of getting out of it.
Bad boys, bad boys, what you gonna do? What you gonna do when we come for you?
Tyler Ryder and the APC on KGYN.
Halfway home on your Monday Afternoon Players Club, 1600 AM, the North Gym, Cedar Rapids. On 107.5 and 106.3 as well, KGYMradio.com. Tyler Ryder, Todd Brommelkamp, so much for us to get into in the final 90 minutes. If you're looking for another chance to score from La Cantina Mexican Grill, why don't you join us tomorrow? That's going to be happening on a Tuesday APC all week long. If you are hungry and you're looking to score your portion of $30 from our friends with three locations, downtown, Cedar Rapids, Marion, and off Edgewood Road, the Fountains. I'm going to tell you, man, I've been to all three locations, the private room they had us in, the pull-down projector. Alex Kuhn was manning the wall on the switch on the wall. And I'm telling you, I felt like we were swimming in queso at one point in time. Did you not feel that way? At least salsa and queso. The chips were flowing. Margaritas were flowing. People were comparing brackets. Whether we were at Coaches on Thursday or La Cantina on Friday, opening weekend of the 2017 NCAA tournament, a success. Thank you to all who joined us back-to-back days.
Speaking of Alex and speaking of hungry, sorry for interrupting your dinner, Alex, but we need
a little later than usual.
Yes, it is a little later than usual. We need an update on Mac McCausland. We know that he was scheduled to land in Des Moines at about 5:20. I don't see Mac on the phone line with us. Do we have an update? Where in the world is Carmen Sandiego, and where in the world is Mac McCausland?
We have an update on Mac McCausland. He landed a little bit later than scheduled.
Okay.
But he is on the ground. He's going to, just to be safe, we're going to push him back to 6:30 so that he's in a good place to be on the air and not be driving and distracted. So just to be safe, we're going to push it back to 6:30.
All right, so we'll get Mac's thoughts on the tournament and find out how he did in Las Vegas or what he did in Las Vegas and watching the opening round games tonight at 6:30. How was Kirk Ferentz today?
It was...
boring? You can say boring. Be honest. Not going to hurt his feelings.
No, it's just kind of an interesting time of year for us and for a lot of media members in Iowa where every basketball team has come to an end, season's come to an end, and we're looking forward to who's going to be the punter, and will Matt Nelson play inside and play defensive end as well, and everybody's kind of gearing towards football season again.
You got Akram Wadley at what, about 245, 250? What Kirk say was that today?
He's above 190, okay. If he's more robust.
Bags on his shoulders.
Quote, more robust.
More robust. They should put that on the posters next football season. Iowa football 2017, more robust. What do you have to say about Nelson?
He says that I think Mark Morehouse of the Cedar Rapids Gazette asked if Matt Nelson could possibly play inside. He says it's a possibility. He doesn't know yet. They're going to kind of tinker with it and see if he can play defensive tackle as well, but nothing had been decided yet.
What was the worst question that anybody asked today? Ooh. What was the one where you just wanted to groan audibly to let everybody
so
in the
let's go
room?
Ahead and narrow it down. What television station from Des Moines asked that question?
No, actually, there weren't a lot of TV people there. Not that TV people ask bad questions, but there wasn't.
I said it, not you. Go ahead.
There wasn't that I'm not going to call it a dumb question, but that question that just makes you kind of cringe a little bit. I don't think there was really one of those today.
Wow.
There were the diehards there today.
Wow. That might be a bigger upset than Xavier in the Sweet 16 as an 11 seed, which, by the way, that wasn't much of an upset. There was no way Maryland was winning that game. No way. So anything else interesting? Spring football fever.
Akron Wadley got spring football fever.
That final week of August is going to be here before you know it, before Wyoming comes to town.
Oh, he also alerted everybody that a quarterback position, you benefit from not redshirting because if you're on scout team, you're taught basically to throw interceptions if all else fails, as opposed to if you're on the depth chart. You're basically, if you're on scout team, you're catering to the defense, which is why they put Nate Stanley as the number two quarterback last year so he could be coached.
Fascinating insight from Kirk Ferentz in his boring news conference in Iowa City earlier today. And there were no questions that made you roll your eyes. No questions that made you groan.
No, not really.
Okay. Wow, that's... people are on top of their game this spring.
No, not only was there a lot of chatting about Akram Wadley and his weight gain, more robust, but also an update on Matt Vandenberg, who, rumor has it, 89 was actually close or could have played in the bowl game against Florida. They kept him out so he could get that extra year of eligibility. The bad foot came back around again and barked on him, so he's going to be out till at least June. Here's Kirk Ferentz talking about Akram Wadley as well as Matt Vandenberg, two of his playmakers for next season.
Yeah, Matt re-injured his foot, unfortunately. If there's any good news about the injury situation, some of the guys that won't be out there, Matt's one, Drake Kulik is still recovering, certainly. And then, we're not going to let Akram get hit. He's not fully healthy, but he's pretty healthy. He'll be doing everything but live contact. Those three guys are seniors, and we've seen them play, so we have a pretty good indication of where they're at. So if there's a positive in this whole thing, that's it. And then we expect all of them to be ready in June. So that's kind of where we're at there.
Can we get Kirk saying that Akram Wadley is as big as Jerome Bettis, that he's the new bus? Do we have that quote, Akram Wadley, about 260, 265, just rippled muscles?
I don't believe there is that
no,
quote.
Just, no, here's Kirk saying Akram Wadley is just shy of 300 pounds of mass and is essentially a nuclear weapon waiting to be detonated next year.
No.
Pretty sure he says it. 4907.
Okay.
Pretty sure he says Akram Wadley.
Coon, will you give him 4907
to
please him?
Is the next Adrian Peterson.
Ideally, we'd love to have at least two backs that can go in there and play well. And we had that situation last year, which was really good. And as you saw, it varied game to game. Kind of depends on what the opponents give you and who's doing what in a particular game. But we'd love to have at least two guys that can go in and play well. I think we feel that way about Akram now. And then one positive thing I can report to you, he's over 190. He's actually starting to get a little bit bigger and more robust. And the reason we just keep focusing on that is that's going to enable him to play more, and that's the reason we've been trying to encourage him to really take his training seriously to make sure he can get himself to a point where he can play more reps. And I mean, just do the math. He does a pretty good job making yards per carry. So if we can get him more carries, that's a good thing for us, more chance for making a good play.
And exactly what you said before we went to the break. Yes.
Okay, 190 pounds. So he's not quite Jerome Bettis territory there, but – a couple of the other running backs came up as well, and as they should, because we talked after the bowl game was over. You had some guys that moved on, left the program. Derek Mitchell Jr. no longer around. So there will be an opportunity this spring for some young players to step up and try to fill the void. And Kirk Ferentz talked about a couple of those guys and how big the spring is for them.
Yeah, well, they've got a great opportunity, and they're both different type of backs. So, and we're not, it's not like we have to have a guy like Toks or a guy like Torin. So we'll let them both go. We liked what we saw last August and last fall with both of them. So good there. And Noah might factor in there. Marcel might factor in. Those guys have worked hard. But again, you know, we typically don't let guys get tackled anyway, guys that have played a lot. So Akram will not be getting tackled. That'll give those guys a chance to give a lot of good quality work. And yeah, really eager to see all the first year guys, especially, you know, you think about last winter, what they were doing last, you know, February, January, March, compared to what they did this year. So, you know, those guys will look a lot different than they did certainly in August and probably look a little different than they did in December. So we're anxious to see all the first-year guys.
Oh, no, you're not tackling Akram Wadley, not when he's 240 pounds, a lean, mean fighting machine, and dragging him down, Toks being Toks Akinrabadi and Torin being Torin Young there as Kirk Ferentz opens the spring session. Iowa will practice for the first time this week on Wednesday, a delayed evening spring football wrap-up spring game, whatever they want to call it, is set for late April on a Friday night. We're going to have to figure out what we're going to do for that one because we're going to be in Iowa City most likely at Coach's Corner that night and just a stone's throw away from Kinnick Stadium. But the Hawkeyes trying to get a little bit more exposure this year and doing it by ending spring on a Friday night, hopefully a warm
I thought Friday we were going to get through a Kirk Ferentz press conference without bringing up new offensive coordinator Brian Ferentz. Today being asked if the offense is going to be drastically changed or just to look a lot. No, okay, just look a lot different. Just look a lot different. Kirk earlier today about his son, the offensive coordinator.
Well, we'll see. Hope it looks like the 15 offense. How's that sound, you know? And that's one thing I do. I do want to accentuate, you know, because I know, you know, I mean, obviously our passing game was not where it needed to be at the end of the season last year. But, you know, we had the same coaches, a lot of the same players, and we did pretty well. Not a lot of the same players, I take that back. But, you know, the scheme was pretty much the same in 15. Personnel is a big part of challenges in football. And, you know, we had two good running backs last year, a pretty capable line. So our running game wasn't going – it was going pretty well. But the passing game was lagging behind a little bit. The kind of balance we had in 15 is really what we'd like to have. It may not look exactly like that. The plays may not look exactly like that, but you know, we were at a pretty good place offensively, I thought, in 15, where we could run and throw, do some good things that way, and balance, you know, from the time we got here, it's been a key thing for us.
Offense wanting to look a lot like 2015, at least that's what Kirk Ferentz
says. If you are just getting in your car and joining us, you missed Kirk Ferentz talking about how the offense is going to look like the Air Coryell days of the San Diego Chargers back in the day. And yes, Matt in Cedar Rapids on the Jerry Ask Investment Services text line, Akram Wadley sounds like he's Craig Ironhead Hayward now. There we go. I mean, just a massive pile of muscle and sinew and 190 pounds, which in football speak means he's probably about 170 pounds soaking wet and in pads right now. But the big thing with Akram is going to be keeping him healthy and maybe put some bubble wrap on him this spring because they are a little bit thin at running back. It's an interesting spring. I think we can all agree on that. The depth chart that they put out today, there's some new names on it. I think a lot of people are wondering what's going to go on with the quarterback situation. And I think that may be a case of nothing is really settled or set in stone by the end of April, and that they go into the spring or into the summer, I should say, where they're still taking a look at Nathan Stanley and Uyghurs and some of the other options that they have there. And I don't know. I think there are a lot of questions about this Iowa football team this spring, but there are answers to be found on the roster, if that makes any sense.
We head to the big board. More of the APC to come before 7 o'clock in semifinal action of the World Baseball Classic, 107.5, 106.3 at 1600 AM, the North, South, and Main Gym, KGYM.
Remember when a small business needed a landline?
Today, landlines are a thing of the past with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business. Get all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone with our iPhone and Android apps. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Napa Know How.
You don't need an air-conditioned steering wheel or high-performance supercharger to use Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil. Now just $5.79 a quart at Napa. Mobil 1 offers premium protection for all cars, premium or not so premium. So give your ride Mobil 1 synthetic, just $5.79 a quart, even if it doesn't have the latest technological stuff. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
General States pricing. Sales prices do not include applicable state, local taxes, or recycling fees. Offer expires 3/31/17.
So you love to go out for dinner, but your budget has other priorities? Well, now for a limited time, Hurricane Grill & Wings at Lyndale is bringing you huge weeknight discounts. Like 40% off on Mondays, 30% Tuesdays, 20% Wednesdays, and 10% Thursdays. Yes, every Monday through Thursday, now through the end of March, Hurricane at Lyndale is offering you deep discounts on our entire menu. It's our way of helping you dine out more often. Rewards members even get 10% back on their rewards cards in addition to the discounts. Don't miss Hurricane Bargain Days now through March with Hurricane Grill & Wings at Lyndale Mall.
Fixing your pavement can be more affordable than you think. Spring into action and stop dodging those cracks and potholes. Call Pate Asphalt. They can handle commercial parking lots, roadways, and your very own driveway. Serving the area for over 30 years, Pate Asphalt has decades of experience. Make your parking lot, roadway, and driveway look great. Pave it to last with Pate Asphalt. See them at PateAsphalt.com.
Howdy, folks. KFC's Colonel Sanders here. You have someone in your life you want to get KFC's new $10 chicken share with? It could be a friend, more than a friend, or even a spouse. It's okay. Be brave. Go ahead and say, I want to get a $10 chicken share from KFC and share chicken with you. It's who you are. Don't be ashamed. Just head to a KFC and share 9 extra crispy tenders, 6 pieces of original recipe, a lot of popcorn nuggets, or 12 hot wings. And don't be afraid to be who you are. KFC, it's finger-licking good. Limited time offer. Participating KFC's. Prices may vary. Tax and substitutions extra. Hot wings not available at all locations.
If there's one thing the pros at Advance Auto know, it's parts.
Thank you for calling Advance Auto Parts and Batteries. This is Jason.
Hey, Jason, the ball joint on my car broke. What kind do you carry?
We carry Moog. They're the best out there.
They stack up better than the other ones.
But Moogs are a better quality, and they last a lot longer. There's really no competition.
You really know your stuff. If I'm in a wedding next week, should I go half or full wins or not?
That one I don't know.
Advance Auto Parts. We know everything about auto parts. Stop by Advance for premium quality ball joints from Moog with a limited lifetime warranty. Make it one and done with Moog.
He's always the groomsman and never the groom by choice.
Is this your place?
No. No, 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 no.
Hey, Ma! Can we get some meatloaf?
Tyler Ryder and the APC on KGYN.
5:54, Ryder and Brommel Camp taking you to 7 p.m. 366-1600, still taking your NCAA moment from the first weekend on the Jerry Ask Investment Services text line and also over the telephone. Coming up on tomorrow's program, more chances for you to score from La Cantina. Going to get into a little blank space, and we're going to take a peek at which one of these 16 teams remaining right now, based on their route to Phoenix, has the best chance to hoist the national championship trophy for 2017. Again, 4-7, just one of three full three-hour programs this week. We'll tell you about us breaking away early Thursday and Friday coming up in hour number three. But now our next Midwest One Bank Big Board update with Todd Brommelkamp.
Iowa's men's basketball season came to an end yesterday after a 94-92 overtime loss to TCU in the NIT. It was the fifth overtime game for the Hawks this season. Freshman Jordan Bohannon, a freshman no more, scored a career-high 25 points and had 13 assists. Iowa finishes its season at 19-15. Peter Jock taking the floor for the final time in Carver Hawkeye as a member of the Hawkeyes, went out with 22 points. The Iowa women are set to host Colorado in the third round of the WNIT Thursday in Iowa City. That contest has been set for a 7 o'clock tip-off. Lisa Bluter's Hawkeyes beat South Dakota 78-73 Saturday to advance in the tourney field. Colorado brings with it a 17-15 record into play Thursday. Iowa coach Kirk Ferentz met with members of the media today to kick off spring football. The Hawkeyes will practice for the first time this spring on Wednesday. Iowa finished last season at 8-5. And Illinois officially introduced Brad Underwood as its new basketball coach today. The former Oklahoma State coach set to make $2.75 million next season. That leaves only the Indiana job open, with many people speculating Steve Alford has the inside track on that job, and we're going to talk about that coming up next in a few minutes. Will Steve Alford leave UCLA for Indiana?
And Brad Underwood bolting for Okie State Todd right now is leading the voting at KGYMradio.com. Emil's Hideaway poll question: what was the biggest story from the first week of the tournament? Besides Underwood from Stillwater to Champaign, your other four options: three Big 12 teams advancing, three Big 10 teams advancing, South Carolina with their win over the Dukies, or Villanova being downed by Wisconsin. We'll talk about the tournament, coaching changes, and more. Hour number three.
Trex composite decking is rot and splinter resistant. Wood is not. Trex is insect proof. Wood is not. Trex eliminates time-consuming maintenance. Wood does not. Trex comes with a 25-year fade and stain warranty. Wood does not. So here's the question. Why would you ever choose to build? Why would you ever choose to build?